often Americans get away with playing dumb and stupid and say, I don't know. But at a certain time, whatever the U.S. government does, it's doing in our names unless we stand up and say something about it. Ignorance is no excuse to be a part of a criminal activity, even if it's your government. Not in our name has brought this to the forefront, that we must be accountable for the actions of our government. We can no longer hide behind ignorance or inaction. And I'd like to bring my sister, Tanya.
What's up, Pop? The aggression, ruthlessness, and deceit of the last year has been shocking. But we have also seen a year of resistance from the Iraqi people, from the people of the world, from you, from me, and even the U.S. soldiers and military families that are now speaking out. And what a difference that resistance has made. We helped expose the government's agenda. We broadened the anti-war movement beyond the usual suspects. We helped prevent the U.S. government from getting a U.N. mandate for war. And most importantly, we sent a message to the international community that we, the American people, are separate from the actions of our government. And we must continue. I'm here to put a shout out today for more than a million people to protest at the Republican National Convention. This is where Bush and company try to get that golden opportunity to legitimize their whole agenda, to claim that they have the stamp of approval from the people. Well, I'm here to tell you that New York must be filled with a river of humanity refusing to give a mandate to advance the Bush agenda of horrors and suffering. More than a million. Now, many of you may be asking, what difference is resistance going to make? Some of you may be saying, don't rock the boat. Now's not time to stir things up. Well, I say, if you're serious about dumping Bush and his whole agenda, we better rock that boat. We better tip that boat over! That's right! I'm talking about building massive and determined resistance that will put us in the best position to resist further assaults and aggressions, regardless of who gets into office. The resistance we organize today can have great impact to repudiate this whole agenda and will raise the spirits of the people. It can galvanize those who have been vacillating, bringing forward new waves of global resistance. More than a million in the streets saying no to Bush and all he represents. No to the lies. No to the wars for empire. No to the disregard for the health of our planet and the people who live on it. No to the Patriot Acts. No to the tax cuts for the rich and the punishment for the poor. No to the demonization and repression of Arabs, Muslims, and South Asians. I want you to be in New York City on August 29th and stay the week. I want you to become an organizer. Check out the Not In Our Name table or our website at notinourname.net. And I will leave you with the words of Arundhati Roy. If you join the battle, not in your hundreds of thousands, but in your millions, you will be greeted joyously by the rest of the world. You will see how beautiful it is to be gentle instead of brutal, safe instead of scared, befriended instead of isolated, loved instead of hated. She continues, I hate to disagree with your president, but yours is by no means a great nation, but you could be a great people. History is giving you the chance. Seize the time. Please give it up for Woody Harrelson.
Hello. So good to be here. You know, I get here a lot, but I don't live here. But when I come here, it feels like coming home. I had a dream last night, and George Bush was in it. Yeah, okay, it was a nightmare. And in fact, he wanted to marry my friend, this girl. I don't know what happened to Laura Bush in this dream, but you know how dreams are. And she didn't want to marry him, so he ended up trying to rape her. And then afterward, when I woke up, I realized that the girl's name was America. I wrote this poem this morning. It's actually a poem to GW. I recognize your face, standing in precisely the same place, mouthing the same hypocrisy about preserving democracy and keeping the people safe. 4 million killed in Korea and 2 million in the Vietnam War. We feel so secure. Let's keep our bloodlines pure. I recognize your face and I recall your name. Your daddy killed for oil and you did the same. Then you used my country's flag to wipe your greasy hands. Wrapped in stars and stripes, you dropped million-dollar bombs in distant lands. And we feel so secure, let's keep our bloodlines pure. I have often wondered how Hitler played his game, attacking other nations, always in the name of security and eradicating evil and impurity. Fear is the great fascist tool. The bigger the lie, the more folks you fool. But how did Hitler hypnotize a nation? Like the moral backbone of the population took an untimely vacation. The answer is simple, though still an awful shock. Hitler had his Goring. You have Clear Channel and Murdoch. And all the moral lepers who whitewashed mass murder for oil are every bit as responsible for the blood spilled on their soil. Maybe if you looked, you'd recognize our face, standing in the place where Jesus stood, with Gandhi and Martin Luther King, lifting our voices above the din of your dreams, the din of your drums we sing. From your corporate grip, we shall be released. How long? Not long. We are the people, united and strong, and all of us want peace. All of us want peace. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. You're a beautiful sight. Let's give it up for Woody Harrelson.